The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. It is the 29th of June. What happened 58 years ago?
Your birthday.
A terror was born. A terrorist, no. Steve in Oregon. Hello, Steve. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Hi.
Not to be confused with Stephen from Oregon, who calls a lot.
Okay.
I've been listening for quite a while to Joyce and Peter, and I'm interested in this stuff because I'm in a fight with an administrative agency here in Oregon. They just decided they wanted to review my child support, and now they want to double my child support on me. And I'm wondering how in the world I can fight this.
Guys, any suggestions for the Steve in Oregon there?
They usually have a formula for that, Steve, but basically you can go in and fight that in court showing that you just have so much and you don't have anymore, and it's an impossibility. And if the court says, well, that's too bad, then you just do nothing. Basically, you can appeal it.
What's that, Steve? Let me ask you this. Give me a little bit more detail. What's the major malfunction? What's the administrative court? Why are they so bunged up? What are they accusing you of doing or not doing?
Well, they just have this magic number. Every 3 years, they think they're allowed to go and review your support. And check it again, and they make a new formula about every year. And then if your support doesn't meet their new formula, then they come and change it on you.
Yeah. Okay. So we're talking divorce and child.
You want the remedy?
Well, hold on. Before I can I understand a little bit more about the guy's situation? I'm assuming.
Oh, sure.
Steve?
But I have the remedy.
Yeah, okay,
but
hold on. But hold on. Done.
Yeah.
The guy's not a piece of meat. He's a human being that's in trouble. Let me talk to him like he is one.
Okay.
All right. Steve.
Yeah.
Question. Is this centering on a divorce and you're talking about, now the word just slipped right out of my head. Child support. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. So the basic argument here is they're reformulating you. Have you been a good ex-husband to your children? Have you paid child support?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Set up a contract for child support 6 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And it was a stipulated one. And it was set up as being a certain amount of dollars per child. And then
right. One
of the children grew up and it automatically reduced it by one-third.
Okay, now hold on 1 second. Now, this is clarification and understanding for other people. This is why I like to talk to the people to get more detail to understand the circumstance. All right, 800-313-9443. We'll come back with Steve, and then, Peter, you can lay it on him.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We're back. Okay, Steve, I don't want to get real personal with you, super personal, but I just like to have a better understanding of a person's circumstance. Are you still employed?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and without getting into great detail, you've done a pretty good job here of making sure you're providing for your children, correct?
Yeah, I've been making the payment every month. What ended up happening was the original contract was set up to automatically click down by one-third as each child became an adult.
Okay.
And so one did, and so that dropped the amount I was paying. And then now the state comes along and wants to reevaluate the contract, and then the number now comes in significantly below their formula because the way their formula is skewed, it's way below. So now they want to basically crank it back up to where it was before the child became an adult, back to that level, even above that even now with their new formulas. So anyway.
Well, gee, I'm you know, it's funny, Steve, you just got my old brain cranking here. Next year, when inflation starts to hit 50% and that funny money dollar doesn't go as far, I wonder if they're going to be in there lobbying behalf of the corporate little citizens to extract more money out of you. But you see, you're going to have the same problem that your ex-wife is going to have, that the dollar is not going to stretch far enough.
But just, you know what? If it's contractual, you don't have to agree to the contract. So what is the problem?
I did have a stipulated agreement that it all has to be signed by a judge in the state. But they're jumping in the middle, and I think it is a violation of, you know, the obligation of contracts.
Mm-hmm.
They decided to review it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I suggest you study, go up on the internet, get a copy of the UCC and read it. You'll find your remedy in there. They can't just change a contract that was already agreed to. You have to agree to it as well. And if you don't agree to it, they can want to change it all they want. But unless you agree, they can't change it. And you have to have your UCC site. I don't know the UCC site off the top of my head.
You want to know what that's called, Joyce?
Well, they sent me a proposed order for modification. I mean, I don't know how to fight that.
Well, Peter.
Okay, what your situation is in contract law, and you're under administrative law with the court. I'm just telling you that right now because I've been through this. And I've won cases on saying that the original contract that was made up can't be changed because my national constitution under Article 1, Section 10, and my state constitution, and I don't know what state you're in, and I'd have to look it up, or you can look it up, says that there's no ex post facto law.
Right.
What you can also do is submit.
That's what he wins on. He wins on that.
I know, but he can submit an affidavit of truth saying that he's a pauper, that government signed contracts sent your jobs offshore, therefore you don't have a good paying job, and they did away with your money and you don't have any. What are you supposed to pay with?
No. Joyce, he wants to argue the point that he made an original contract. They have to, it's binding on both parties.
That's right. And no ex post facto law, which means if he doesn't want to agree, they can't hold him to a new contract if he doesn't want to agree to it.
And his legal reason for that, Joyce, is no ex post facto law.
Exactly.
All right.
Well, that's what I would like to argue exactly. But I'm not quite sure the procedure of doing that because the way they set it up is I have to go ask for administrative hearing or they're going to ram it through.
That's fine. You go ask for an administrative hearing. Basically, you can go to your law library and there'll probably somebody down there that will help you. And it shows you how to bring up an administrative law hearing. And when you go into that hearing, your basic defense is you already have an existing contract. And they cannot make any ex post facto law, and you point out in the state constitution where it says that. That's your defense.
And how are they going to? They can't tell you that it can't be your defense when it's their own law.
Are you?
I think that's a great defense, and I'm just wondering if this administrative law judge is going to just look at the statutes and go, well, that's what the statute said. Too bad.
I can't correct the evil that goes on with these people and what they get away with. All I can direct you towards is a legal defense for you would be to state that there's no ex post facto law. And it says so right in their own constitution.
Yeah. Otherwise,
and you can bring it up.
Contracts on everybody for everything whenever they felt like.
That's already why they do that, Joyce. That's why they make extra money and people don't even go in and fight it.
I know. If they can pay it, so they say, I'm not going to get involved in anything. I'll just give them a couple bucks more and hell with it all. But
right on.
Stand on the ground of your rights and your constitutional rights. You claim to be an American national and you're claiming the Constitution is your right. And no ex post facto law. The agreement was already made and you're not agreeing to a new contract and they can't force you. There's no way they can force you into a contract. If you won't sign it, there's no contract.
Is that of any help to you, Steve?
That's what I've been thinking. I'm just kind of worried about how to actually make that argument because they have this big, huge form and they want you to jump through all these hoops and tell them all these reasons why you want the administrative hearing and Yeah, there is one section under other. Is that what I just put it under other?
Steve, you just want to basically tell them on that you want to contest their findings.
I would also suggest anybody thinking of getting married, maybe for a second time, find yourself a pastor who will marry you without a license from the state.
Well,
you only need to be married under God. You don't need permission from the state to get married.
Yeah, but see, Joyce, they've already bypassed that one. They come up with the cohabitation laws. If you're together long enough, then you're deemed married by the state, and they come in and say that we now have jurisdiction.
Well, they just come in and say that. If you let them get away with it, shame on you. I don't care what law they pass. If you didn't get married with any of their licensing and any of their permission and any of their by signing any of their contracts, and applying for a license, there's no jurisdiction over you unless you give it to them.
Let me ask you a question, Steve, then I got to let you go. We have other callers. Did you read the thing about the guy that committed suicide that was a victim of the state services, child support?
Yeah.
You read that story?
I got about 3 or 4 pages into it. That's a sad story. Yeah, I saw that.
It is. And for somebody to take their own life because they couldn't deal with that court, and that court basically destroyed their lives. And they've been doing this to people all the, you know, you have not been paying your child support. We're going to throw you in jail for 30 days. And guess what? That child support is still clicking. If they throw you in jail for 6 months or a year, you owe $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 when you get out. You can't pay it. Guess what? We're going to throw you back in jail.
I know.
Yeah.
It is.
All right. Well, Steve, good luck with that. Keep us abreast. What I would suggest that you do so you understand court procedures, whether it's administrative or whatever the hell they claim that you're standing in, I would find out about the court proceedings and what your rights are, rules of evidence, all that stuff. Hold on, guys. What I would do if I were you, I would listen to the program on Friday nights with Jurisdictionary.
Huh?
Have you listened to that program before?
No, but I did buy his package.
Okay, great. So you're in the study mode right now, right?
Yeah, I've been studying for a while.
Okay.
This is consuming me.
John?
Yes, Steve. Steve, thanks. I appreciate your call. Go ahead, Peter.
If Steve goes down to the law library, they have a real easy book to read for him. And it's called Administrative Procedures, and it's the continuing education of the bar for his state. And they print those books, and they're right there in the law library. You can just pick them out, and you can read all about what's supposed to happen in the procedure and everything.
All right.
Now, I would like to say something. For somebody out there that's a little educated in the law, under your power of appointment, you can reassign the fiduciary to the prosecuting attorney. You've now made him responsible for your child support payments.
Oh, you have this tendency to throw the onus back on the state.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Guerrilla tactics are, I think, one of the best techniques that people can use, because if you function as much as you can outside of the system, read all the laws. There's no law that says you have to surrender the title of your car to the state. But they prosecute you if you don't. But where is the law? There is no law. Therefore, it's public policy, and it's whenever you see public policy, you should just interpret it to mean you have legalized theft. That's all it is.
All right.
That public policy should mean legalized theft.
Gary in Florida. Hello, Gary.
John.
Hi.
Happy birthday, John.
Oh, I have to thank you.
There you go.
Okay.
58 now?
Okay. Do you want to know my blood type, too? Come on.
58.
Come on, Gary. I hate birthdays, and everybody's playing this game on me today. At any rate, hold on, Gary. I got to take the break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to the advertising. I know it's repetitive, but have you ever shopped their services? Support them, because that is what keeps us on the air. It's that simple. We'll be right back.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
All right, we're back. Yeah, Gary, I'm 58. You want to make a case out of it?
No, you got 4 years, you get your Social Security. Good luck.
Oh, well, thanks a lot. I feel so much better.
I just turned 58 2 weeks ago.
Oh, well, happy belated birthday.
Thank you. I saw a video on the Internet the other day, and it disturbed me. It was the one where the lady was standing in the front yard, and she was videotaping the police officer arresting somebody.
Yeah.
And he told her to go in the house. And she didn't go, so he arrested her, and he said, she said, what did I do wrong? He said, I gave you an order. You know, in 58 and growing up, I thought there used to be laws, and when I broke the law, then the police had the right to arrest me. It seems now that if they tell me, and the only time that I had to do something in this free country was if I signed my life away and gave it to the military, and then if they told me to do something, I had to do something.
Right.
When did it turn from being that way to that no matter what he tells you to do, that is now a law and he's going to arrest you if you don't do what he says?
Well, I'll give you a classic case here. And you brought up the thing about military, and it jangled my memory here. Michael knew. And what he did was unprecedented. He stood up. He knew he didn't have to follow all the orders that they gave him. He said, look, part of my contract and my understanding of this deal, when I come into the military, that I'm going to be a soldier in the United States military and its forces. And there is law. There's the United States Military Code of Justice. But there's also something else that supersedes that code of military justice. It's called the Constitution. You cannot be ordered to do something that's contrary to law. Okay, so there's exceptions to that, but I understood what you just said.
Yeah, so,
you know, John, I'm glad you brought that up. They send you to the military, and they don't give you any bullets for your gun because they don't want you shooting. They don't want you firing back. So basically, that would convert all missions into a suicide mission if you didn't have bullets to fight back.
I must have missed that amendment.
It's all contractual. How come they never tell you that they are buying under the Adventures and Perils Clause of maritime insurance for war on land, that they're buying a $40 million policy on every military man, and when he's killed because he's not allowed to have any bullets for his gun, they collect $40 million, and all they give his family is $10,000 and a flag. How many military men would still serve when all that information is concealed from them, and all they hold them to is what they put in the contract,
but they never do
what they're forbidden to do?
Well, and going back to when I was in the military, I did the contract. I signed up for an extra year, became regular, they called it regular Army, and they claimed that they fulfilled the contract. They gave me my duty station. They gave me my training. I picked my place where I took my basic training, and they brought me to Germany and said, there, we fulfilled our contract. Now we're rewriting it. We're going to send you to Vietnam. And I said, whoa. First question was why. The second one was statement. No, that wasn't the intent of the contract. I explained exactly what I was doing and why I was doing it. Now, you people are telling me that you're going to send me to Vietnam. And I already explained to the recruiter and everybody that was in a military uniform of any rank that, look, this is what I did and why I did it. Now, you people are telling me that you're going to violate the intent of that contract. Now, did they fulfill their contract according to their belief? Yeah, they did. They gave me my basic. They gave me my training. They gave me my duty station for about 20 minutes and then decided they were going to rescind those orders and issue new ones. I said, oh, wait a minute. Whoa, stop. I'm not. Well, this is the consequence if you don't follow our orders. I said, you know what? I'm willing to take responsibility for that and court-martial me. I almost went to prison for 2.5 years in Fort Leavenworth. And I said, you know what? You're exactly right. You can send You can send me to prison if you think that is a just and reasonable use of your assets. And I understand that I am one of those. And they damn near sent me to prison for 2.5 years, but I stood my ground and I said, no. What every two-year-old, first word he ever learns, no. Gary, thank you for your call.
Have a good one.
That's right. When you sign up for the military, do they tell you that you're going to be serving under the United Nations? You're under the impression that you're going to serve to protect your country, not to follow the rules and regulations and the orders of the UN. So basically, it's a contract that can immediately be ended because it's done under fraud.
So why did he go to jail, Joyce?
Because he didn't know how to argue it.
There you go.
Kevin in California. Hello, Kevin. Hi.
I just started listening to you guys probably a month ago, and I find it pretty fascinating how this law that I'm under the impression is a whole different system for everybody else.
Well, it is, and we'll get into the finer points of that, and I'm sure you've got a few poignant questions you would like to ask, Kevin.
Yeah.
So we'll do that right after this break. 800-313-9443. Notice a lot of you people were in queue, but you're not in queue anymore. Is that phone uncomfortable on your ear? Makes it really hard to schedule out the calls. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey,
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right. Kevin in California.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was listening to about the American National. Now, if I was to go to court on, you know, say, a speeding ticket, would I call myself American National? Or how does that work? To just declare yourself an American national.
Well, it won't matter what you declare yourself at. You got a speeding ticket in the state's car. You signed it over to the state. They have rules and regulations that you have to abide by. You didn't abide by it, and you have really no defense.
Okay, because now, how do I
if your car is registered with the state, they own it. You only have the use of it, but you don't own it. It's not yours. So you have to.
How do I reverse all that?
I'm new.
So how would I reverse that whole system? How do I get, you know, get rid of my Social Security number and all that? Is there a website that I can go to and research all this?
You could research it all just by punching in what the responsibility, you know, about who owns your car, what happens when you give it to the state, the manufacturer's statement of origin is surrendered at the time you pick up the car. The car dealer automatically gives that to the state. They don't even, you're not even supposed to know about it. So basically, it's all done under fraud. You buy the car, you pay for it, you don't own it, it's not yours, and you have to do everything the state tells you to do, or you're going to go to jail because you broke the law.
One of the worst things that anybody can ever do, Kevin, is enter into that contract. Because what basically is going on here is they're converting your right of freedom of movement and assembly and all that other stuff. All that constitution.
Not only that, it's conversion.
Yeah.
It's conversion when you steal someone else's property, but they own the courts. They're a private system. And if you try to go to court, you're going to lose because they own the courts.
And I just lost my train of thought. Kevin, anything else?
Yeah, you know, I had another deal. Okay, now I was on the internet earlier today. I was on Daily Paul, and I came across a blog that it's the U.S. government will defend Israel over American citizens if they try and go into Gaza. Now, have you read anything about that?
Mm-hmm.
It was a State Department memo that just came out.
Yeah, saw it.
Well, you have any feelings about that?
Feelings, nothing more than feelings.
In other words, are you saying you have a government that is claiming they won't defend you?
Exactly. That's what this article says.
And it's called kissing the Israelis' backside.
Yeah,
well,
your government
is doing exactly what it is supposed to do. The only reason you need government is to protect its citizens. And if they refuse to protect their own citizens, I would say the contract is ended. Therefore, why are you
giving... Yeah, it is when we get killed, right?
You shouldn't do anything the government says you should do because they just broke the contract.
Okay, so how do you feel about these candidates that are running for president that are espousing how they support Israel? You know, isn't that like a dead giveaway that they're traitors?
Pretty much to me.
Well, I don't know why you would be voting for an Israeli president in America.
I wouldn't. I'm just saying.
I don't know why you're voting. All you're voting for is a new jailer. I wouldn't bother. I wouldn't even vote because they can say, you know, the court has already ruled. They can say whatever they want. They can lie all they want. And there's nothing you can do about it. If you're so stupid as to vote for them because you like the lies he's telling, buyer beware.
Well, I'm not voting for anybody that's going to be, you know,
here's the
head over heels, you know.
Kevin, here's the problem. They have installed the de jure government. You're given a choice. You don't like your choices, Democrat, Republican, Independent, then don't vote. Because how people have been corralled is we'll offer you evil, just less of the evil. Look, when an American president is plugged into the Oval Office, he's there to supposedly support and defend the Constitution. That's the first set of books. But how they really operate and how it became de facto is they then set about finding ways around that Constitution because there's just too many rights out there and they couldn't effect enough control over you. So they created the second set of books. That's called an administrative law. And in many cases, that administrative law runs afoul of the intent of the Constitution. See, therein lies the difference between the sets of books, the first set and the second set.
That's right. Mr. Lincoln gave you a corporate constitution. He gave you a constitution that's different than what the people wrote. The constitution was written of, by, and for the people. The constitution that you're functioning under now was written of, by, and for the new administrative regime, and it supports the dictator.
And something else that should be said here, and I should remind people that you got your 40 acres and a mule. Well, they gave you that. They took it out of somebody else's pocket to give it to you.
Right.
But see, now you enjoy the benefit. See, this is another way that they kind of skirt around this thing, that they're there for redistribution of money and for benefit. If you listen closely to the politicians, this is exactly what they're saying to you. If you're going to play, don't cry foul. You don't like our decisions, but you're receiving benefit from us. It is not their job to do the benefit deal under those strict terms.
So you're saying that there's no chance that a president's going to get elected that doesn't pander to Israel?
The president represents the true party of interest, which is the international bankers. If they want a war, because they make a lot of money when you go to war, then their representative, the president of the United States Corporation, takes you into war. so that the bankers can make a little more money, the poor guys.
Without congressional approval, because you see 535 Congress critters might put up an argument. So let's just bequeath that power to the new dictator that he can wage war on anybody for any reason at any time, and he doesn't need anybody's permission to do so.
That's right, and you're the...
That's exactly right.
And you are the enemy.
Hold on, one at a time.
Okay, what I'm asking is, you don't think there's any chance that we're going to get a president that will follow our Constitution?
Well, I think you have one in Ron Paul. The trick is to get him in that Oval Office. And the least that he could do is use that Oval Office as a bully pulpit. And the very best he's going to be able to do is to not sign unconstitutional bills that come across his desk.
Well, that's what I'm hoping for.
Well, me too.
Yeah, but I'd hate to see the guy die. And if
I would too.
Well,
if he can't be controlled, they're going to kill him.
But guys, you know, this was my argument with Ron Paul years ago. That was his argument he gave me. They'll kill me. That's part and parcel of the job. If you want to take on this awesome responsibility of being president, there's going to be... I told Ron Paul, I said, look, if you don't want to run for run for president, come down to Texas, run for governor. He said the same thing again. I said, wait a minute. I said, we can stack good people around you like cordwood. They would have to drop a bomb on the damn state capitol to get rid of you.
He'd have to get a food taster.
That's part and parcel. I mean, the president does all that stuff. But here would be my problem. Who in the Secret Service or had access to the Secret Service would be one of the guys that would be in there to off me.
Exactly.
They've killed presidents before. I understand the problem. But if you're going to, and here is where the rubber meets the road, if he is serious about becoming president, then he's fully aware of the dangers. But what they're scared to death of, this guy gets in office, starts walking, talking, quacking like a real president. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Then what a new precedent that would set.
Exactly.
Kevin, thanks for your call. Okay, I got to move. Kevin?
So I look up administrative law at the library?
Administrative procedures.
Oh, procedures.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Kevin.
Have a good day. Happy birthday.
All right. Hey, thank you. And thank you. You're a new listener, and you're participating. That's the whole intent. Bernie in Missouri. Hello, Bernie.
The question, it's one of logic for Joyce and Peter.
Okay.
And happy birthday, John.
Oh, thanks.
Met you at the expo in Springfield.
Ah. Had you listened to the network before?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, not for a long time. We got satellite radio about 2 years ago. And we've been listening to you since then.
Well, I appreciate it very much.
All right. My question is this. Has anyone ever... tried to confront the Supreme Court on a question of logic? And an example that I would give... would be their recent decision about the games that California did not want to sell to kids under 18. And they came out and used free speech as the reason why the state could not do that. But yet, on the other hand, with smoking and with drinking, they have upheld that those laws are legal. So,
In what respect? I don't get the flavor of that.
Well, what I'm trying, the corollary I'm trying to draw is a logical corollary.
Okay.
That physically, smoking is bad for you. And I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Physically, drinking is bad for you.
Can be.
And until you get to a legal age, you can't use those substances.
Okay.
But when it comes to the mind and destroying a mind, in allowing young people to use these games, which are terrible, they say that's free speech. So I have to excuse myself. I took logic in college, and I do not understand the logic of this decision.
Well, congratulations. Nobody else does either.
And one of the arguments I would use, you made the statement, and I don't agree with it necessarily, Bernie, that drinking's bad.
I drank beer at 16 years of age in high school, big
mm-hmm.
guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I was lucky a couple times because I got into some tequila one time, and, man, I was out of this world.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
thank God nothing happened.
You have to understand, we're not functioning under du jour constitutional law. We're functioning under credit and commerce. And the only thing important is, are they going to make any money off of it? If they're going to make money off of it, then it's a good thing. If they can't make any money off of it, then it's a bad thing, and they're not going to allow it.
And
they'll substitute it with something they can make money off of.
And Bernie, what I'm getting at here, and I wasn't able to finish my thought, is that, take for instance France. There are minors that sit at the dinner table and drink glasses of wine. The French people, for all the fat, sweet stuff that they eat, they're remarkably skinny people and healthy. In moderation, alcohol is not a bad thing for you.
I agree.
And it comes down to that personal responsibility. If you overamp on that tequila and you find yourself whacked out and you don't know how you got there, somebody had actually gave me a birthday card today. And it's a picture of all these little plastic, I don't know what the hell you call these things, pink flamingos. And it's a shot of the sky and all these pink flamingos. And it says, am I naked? Is this my front yard? Well, who are these people and why are their necks so long? The point is that if you get yourself into a situation that you lose the capacity for self responsibility, then you know you've gone over the line. But see, what we have here and how I started the program out is everybody wants everybody to be safe. Everybody's got a better idea how to do something. And we've got to make a law out of that because, you know what, I don't think you're smart enough to learn by your own experience in life. I'm going to prevent you from making mistakes. That's why I'm going to put the drinking age limit at 21. And if you're caught under 21, well, obviously, somebody had to supply that alcohol. Maybe you bought it at a place that sold that alcohol and didn't check your ID. Or maybe somebody supplied that to you. Well, now there's more money to be made. We can knock this. This is not about, do you think the state actually gives a damn whether you get drunk or not? They don't care. But what they have is a financial interest in this. And see, we're not allowed to make our own mistakes and learn from our. We got to have proactive stuff and a lot of people looking out for every aspect of our safety from our birth, first death, or first breath, rather, to your first death. So there it is.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that wouldn't be a bad thing if that's what they did, but every decision they make is on how much money can they make. If they can control it, they can, and they say you can't do it or there will be a fine, then they're going to pass a law that you can't do it just so they can get
Understood.
The money of the fine.
All right. We've got other callers. Bernie, I thank you.
All right.
Bye. Tom in North Carolina. Hello, Tom.
Hey, John. How you doing? Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Just to make you feel better, I'll be 58 my next birthday, so don't worry about it.
Well, you know, there's one thing that's inevitable in life, and that's death. I heard it was death and taxes, but I never bought that one.
Right.
Yeah.
Hi to Pete and Joyce, too.
Hi.
I just wanted to bring something up that I don't think anyone's really talked too much about. How about in these cases, we bring the United States in as third-party defendant?
Hmm. Well, that's an interesting twist. I've never
because
heard that one.
Well, because they guaranteed that they would pay the debt.
That's true.
Well, you try and get the true party of interest to come into the court. How are you going to get the IMF in the court?
That's true, too. Now, the other thing is, how are the courts moving against you? Like the guy on the child support, how are they moving against him? They're moving in rem, aren't they?
Yes.
Of course they are, and they have to have jurisdiction in personam and in rem, which is why we stress if you can remove the personam jurisdiction by removing yourself from the jurisdiction, then the case falls apart.
Right.
Because they can't go in with only in rem. In rem means the thing. In personam
right.
means you.
Right,
so if you can manage, if you can learn all the tricks to stay out of the jurisdiction, then it won't do them any good to try and bring you into the court. They're denied jurisdiction. It's a waste of time.
Well, that's why the guy cut himself and bled and got off.
That's
right?
Why you have to just say you're not a federal citizen. You're national.
Right.
And besides that, I've been gathering all the contracts the past week where the governors of every state have signed contracts to bring the federal bankruptcy into the states, and they all agree under a different number. It's called a 418 agreement. That's where they all agree by contract to implement the federal legislation. But the question now arises, where's your signed contract? You never gave him a contract to sign your rights away. So
well,
now you can go after your own governor for violating your freedom by assuming or presuming he has the right to sign a contract for you because you voted for him. If you don't vote, that's the end of his argument.
Or to acquiesce to federal power, classic case down here in Texas, the state legislature passing some laws telling the TSA that, you know what, you can't grope and poke people.
Yeah, what about the 90-year-old woman that had the wet diaper?
Yeah, I had the Depends on,
can you
and
it was all
gelled up, and they made that old lady get up out of that chair and take that diaper off.
That's amazing.
Well, everybody's to be treated fairly under the law, except one thing: there is no law.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
they're at law; they're not in law.
You got it, brother.
That's right. They're all inland pirates. If a pirate wants a dirty diaper, give it to him. He deserves it. All he deserves. But they're just showing you, if they can make an elderly woman take off a diaper, there's nothing more personal than that, then you are not even viewed as a human being. You're viewed as either an animal or a slave.
Chattel or cattle, take your pick.
If the American people want to put up with that, God bless them. Let them live with
it. Well, and this is nothing but a litmus test to see how much the American people are willing to take, because they want to roll in the dictatorship. They want to roll in everything that they want to bring in under the guise of public safety and everything else. Folks, if you start to think how many laws were passed under the guise of public safety, you'd turn blue and puke.
But everybody says, but they didn't do it to me, so what do I care?
Well,
but they don't understand. They're going to do it to you
so
tomorrow.
So this is why we broaden the case for responsibility, that you're responsible for living in this country and defending the Constitution. You're there to defend, when attacked, freedom and liberty. It's part and parcel of your obligation and duty as being an American. That's pretty simple.
Well, that's important to be an American rather than a United States citizen, too.
Well, that's...
But can you imagine
that right.
How the Founding Fathers must be spinning in their graves?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a big proponent of the Founding Fathers, because I think we got sold out from the very beginning.
Well, and you know what? And Tom, you understand my position on that. You've heard me say this before, that I don't think that the people that started this brand new country and threw off the king did it for the express purpose to first start a republic, to purposely turn it into a democracy.
Right.
Because where was the payoff for these people? Because a lot of them died broke. A lot of them died prematurely. Their families just absolutely wiped out. Now, you think that somebody that crafted a document and they were on the inside for onerous purposes would have been paid off a little bit better than that. I don't buy that argument.
Well, there's a little bit more to it than just that. I mean, look at the Constitution. Did anyone really sign the Constitution? Look at the first part of that word.
Now, it's a constitution of no authority. It's only if you respect it and do what it tells you you should do and you shouldn't do. But basically, since we were set up as trading colonies and we were set up to be in commerce We weren't set up to be free. We were set up to make money for the bankers.
Right.
And that's exactly where we are today.
The colonies were British colonies.
They were.
That's right.
They were British colonies.
And still are, by the way. The states are estates that are still British.
Just tell me, explain to me why America, after they won the war, paid back all of Britain's war debts.
Well, not only that. Not only that, if you read the Treaty of 1783, the king dictated the whole deal.
No kidding.
Only that, in 1791, King George III owned 18,000 of the 25,000 shares of the First National Bank of the United States.
And there was some skullduggery. And I will not argue the point, Tom, that there were people in there that had interest other than what we believe them to be. I'm not going to deny that. But what I am going to tell you is, I don't think that the founders got together and decided that, okay, we're going to do the Declaration of Independence and list our grievances against the king. We're going to do that declaration, and we're going to go to war, and then we're going to do a constitution, and, oh, by the way, if you insist, we'll put in rights, enumerated rights. That's true. Nobody did sign it. But that was a philosophy for the running of a country. Not only a philosophy, it was supposed to be the law. Now, has that constitution been perverted over and over and over again? Absolutely it has. Are there glaring inadequacies I wished I knew now what I should have known then. Well, yeah, of course. There's holes in the Constitution you could drive a tractor-trailer through sideways. But it was an opportunity for people that wanted more control, that wanted to work more for the international bankers than they did for their own independence and their own self-determination.
Right, but see, there's this thing called money that, I'm not saying all the founding fathers, I'm saying not all of them were what they perceived to be.
I can't disagree with that.
Some of them got paid off.
Some of them did. Some of them did.
You know, people like Patrick Henry, I really respected because he came out and said what was on his mind, and he was one of the worst hated because, he let them know up front.
And you know what, Tom? Here's my whole contention about this whole issue of the Constitution. Let's get back to the damn thing. And then we can always amend the Constitution and get rid of the glaring holes that have caused us so many problems.
Well, of course, the problem now is we're an executive rule by the president.
Yep.
Congress doesn't mean anything and hasn't meant anything since 1861.
That's exactly right.
So you got all these legislators passing what? Bills. Now, what's a bill? It's something that the franchisee of the corporation owes.
You got it. You got
it. Yes, you do.
Hey,
you're
Tom.
One of the few people that understand exactly what they're living under.
Okay. Hey, Tom, we've got to run. We're out of time. Appreciate your call. Brian and Tom, sorry I can't get to you guys. Next time, our fine guests are on next Wednesday. Joyce Rosenwald and Peter Neese. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
John?
Yes?
John, I'm going to be on vacation for about 3 weeks. I'm going out of the country.
Really? Where are you going?
Yeah. Philippines.
Okay, then. So I take it you won't be here next Wednesday?
That is correct, sir.
And for the following two Wednesdays?
Yeah, I'll be back. I'm coming back on the 23rd. I'll come back at 12 midnight, 23rd.
All right, I'll mark that on the calendar. Thank you, Peter.
Okay.
Thank you, Joyce.
All right.
And thank you all for being here today. Tomorrow, another edition of the National Intel Report. We'll see you then.
The next round of the